Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Bradley Cooper, who is making Maestro, a biopic of legendary composer Leonard Bernstein. By what right does one of the world's most obviously Caucasian actors presume to portray a Jewish man? Not only is this 100% white Anglo-Saxon Cooper playing one of the world's most famous Jews, but in so doing, he actually stole the role from Jake Gyllenhaal, who actually is half-Jewish. And he put on a prosthetic nose, cartoonishly reinforcing the anti-Semitic trope about the largeness of Jewish schnozzes. Bradley Cooper couldn't be less Jewish if we caught him eating bacon while planting mixed crops on the Sabbath. Now, we are aware that the surviving members of Bernstein's family are actually in support of Cooper over Gyllenhaal for the role, and also that the producer who owns the rights and hired Cooper to direct and star in the role is none other than Steven Spielberg, himself both Jewish and a victim of anti-Semitism in his childhood. But why would we care what actual Jews connected to the facts of the story think when we non-Jews are capable of being offended on their behalf at a distance? Do you not remember Antonelli's second postulate? The man who is not directly affected by an offense is thereby more pure in his public outrage precisely because he has no personal experience to guide him. And yes, we know some people have been saying that the entire enterprise of acting involves people pretending to be something they are not. But the rules are always different for whitey, especially male whitey. Allowing the oppressor to portray the oppressed is not a profession, it's a form of cultural appropriation and violence. The only time someone is allowed to act outside their demographics is when they're a minority replacing the majority. That's why it's perfectly okay to have Halle Bailey portray the Little Mermaid, or Natalie Portman portray Thor, or Neil Patrick Harris portray the heterosexual slut Barney in How I Met Your Mother, and yet, wait for it, why the iconically Aryan Bradley Cooper must not be allowed to put on his Jew face and portray Leonard Bernstein. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the Illinois legislature and Governor J.B. Pritzker. Now, I know this may come as a shock to you, since Pritzker has been consistently running his state into the ground in devotion to our cause, but he recently made such a catastrophic blunder that we must at least put him on double secret probation for now. As ABC News reported, Pritzker last year signed an assault weapons ban that, quote, prohibits assault weapon attachments, 50 caliber rifles, or 50 caliber cartridges, the type of semi-automatic weapons used in many mass shootings around the country, end quote. What we particularly admire about this law is the bold way it prohibits people from owning 50 caliber guns like the Barrett M82A1 anti-materiel rifle, which is designed for use against buildings, trucks, and parked airplanes rather than people, and despite what ABC News says, does not appear to ever have been used in a mass shooting. You see, the Barrett 50 cal is scary looking, and just because it is scary looking, it's vitally important to outlaw it. But just think of all the other scary things this law completely fails to ban. What protection is there against the M203 grenade launcher? What about the M252 81mm mortar? And as you begin to survey the kinds of weapons this law rather obviously fails to ban, you begin to see the problem. This seemingly bold legislation is nothing more than a cowardly capitulation of the military-industrial complex, which has been supplying death-dealing armaments to would-be mass murderers in this country for years, and this law does nothing to stop them. There's no ban on high-capacity 122mm smoothbore cannons. There's no mention of 152mm howitzers, especially the concealed carry version with the extended magazine and barrel shroud so popular with convenience store robbers. It doesn't ban grenades, bazookas, javelins, stingers, claymores, or JDAMs. It doesn't even mention the Gauge Avenger 30mm Gatling gun or the Vulcan rotary cannon, and the MX missile was completely left off the list. So it may seem helpful for states like Illinois to join California, New Jersey, and the District of Columbia in banning 50 caliber rifles, but until they're really willing to get these commonly used actual weapons of war off our streets, I'm sorry, but your efforts are inadequate. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, we want to express our strongest congratulations to the Reams California bakery chain in San Francisco, working so hard to eradicate gun violence from their city by refusing to serve police officers and members of the military armed and in uniform. As the chain explained, Reams has a deep commitment to uplifting social and racial justice in our communities. This includes fostering an environment of safety for our staff and customers. In a time of increased gun violence, particularly impacting people of color, youth, and queer people, we believe that maintaining a strict policy of prohibiting guns in our restaurant keeps us safer. Now, some have said this amounts to discrimination against the police and the military, but nothing could be farther from the truth. All Reams is doing is being consistent about their dedication to create a completely gun-free zone in their stores, which will, of course, mean a violence-free zone in their stores. Now, we know some gun fanatics will foolishly criticize Reams by asking what they'll do if a criminal comes inside with a gun to rob the store. But of course, this ridiculous hypothetical ignores the demonstrated power of a sternly worded sign on the front door saying guns are not allowed on the premises. Let no one underestimate the power of a paper warning boldly written in 24-point Courier or Helvetica, or if they really want to use their literary power, Ariel Black. Yet, as every mass shooting at a school in this country over the last 10 years has shown, the real problem has been a failure to provide adequate signage telling would-be assailants to stop and rethink their life choices. If only this country could be more committed to using words on paper on windows instead of resorting to nightsticks, tasers, and firearms, we could be so much better off. And there's something wonderfully elegant in the way Reams is working to protect the delicate psyche of its customers and employees, many of whom would suffer fear and anxiety at the mere sight of a firearm in their presence. So to avoid triggering these people, Reams is simply banning triggers. Problem solved. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
This week after the service, there will be no refreshments. As we learned just this morning that the chicory coffee we thought had been ethically sourced from the socialist haven of Nicaragua was actually produced in neighboring Costa Rica on a privately owned farm with no government oversight whatsoever. As soon as we found out, we immediately threw the beans in the garbage to protest this travesty. We apologize for the inconvenience.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.